Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're blessed to be alive because we're staying alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, toward Chesed, instructions of kindness, toward Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly submit to your spiritual edification. We are the higher inner dimension of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class 641, emerging from different levels of pre-contemplation. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience during this semi-impromptu broadcast taking place right now on Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, unifying souls. Actually, at now it's 9:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our intent is to be in discussion with two well-accomplished human beings. William G. Davey is former Mr. America in 1997, and thoroughly dedicated via his business and personal efforts to empower people to live a healthy lifestyle while developing their physical strength. As well, we'll be in discussion with physician's assistant Marlena Christofferson, who as well has experienced great success in the fields of internal medicine, family practice, neuroscience, and cardiology. Today, based in L.A., she stays at home, a wonderful, proud mother with two beautiful babies. Both of these blessed human beings will talk about a wonderful product which they believe, as well as I do, to throw in my two cents into the matter, can and will improve the quality of life for human beings by enabling them to become more aware of themselves via life-sensing technology, namely products from World Global. Our call number, if you want to chime in, is 347-838-8669. And without further ado, I'd like to bring in William G. Davey and Marlena Christofferson. William, thank you for coming in, and Marlena as well. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Don.
Okay.
How you doing?
Thanks,
Marlena.
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
I'd like to go, you know, the truth is, blessed souls, if I were to mention all that these two human beings have accomplished, we wouldn't have anything else to talk about this show. But I'd just like to bring out that not only has Mr. Davey been a former Mr. America, he is a promoter of transformation. Literally thousands of people across this great country. As a sophomore in college, William became interested in fitness and helping others to achieve their goals. It was during this time that he realized the type of transformation he could achieve with his own physique and committed to his own personal wellness program. During his senior year in high school, he noticed a lot of his elder peers were coming back from their first year in college with a lot more than the dreaded freshman 15 pounds. At that point, he committed to not letting that happen to him. Well, lo and behold, after Bill's first semester in college, he was home for the Christmas break and realized he had nearly gained the freshman 15. When he returned to college that second semester, he committed to his workout program and completely transformed himself over the next few years. He entered college a 6-foot-tall, skinny, 155-pound kid without much muscle. By the time he completed his master's degree, he weighed 185 pounds and had 6% body fat. He realized what an impact those years of commitment to working out had on his life, and he wanted to share this with others by teaching them how to transform as well. He chose to lead by example, and that's one of the reasons why I'm having Mr. Davey on tonight, blessed souls. As well, Bill's motto for life, or mantra, is respect, belonging, commitment, progress, and pride. Now, concerning Marlena Christofferson, she is a physician's assistant, and I am aware well of that trade because I am in the field of mental health. And one of the things that I've seen, blessed souls, is that in these days, you don't have to necessarily just go to a doctor. You can go to a physician's assistant. And Marlena has enjoyed great success in the field of internal medicine and family medicine and other areas, I gather, as well as the neurological sciences. And with that being said, I'd like to first pose a question to William G. Davey. William, in your travels, I'm sure, and I understand as well, that you had fitness clubs in Florida, and please correct me if it was as well in other states, the idea of the lack of self-esteem and lack of awareness people have, but they somehow get motivated to join the club and start to make transformations in their life. Can you comment on that?
Yes, you're correct. We did have them in Fort Myers, Florida. We also had them in Athens, Georgia, and Augusta, Georgia. But, people, when they join a club, they didn't just make that decision that morning. Most people, had been contemplating about doing something to make a change. And I don't know whatever, drives everybody that particular day when they join a club. But the biggest thing that I saw with people is that a lot of health clubs, they didn't really care about their members. It was all about, getting the members in the door once they signed on the dotted line. It was not about, getting them the results. But, that's where these health clubs fail because they don't have the retention rate. We prided ourselves on, we hired employees, we brought on people who cared about people, and, we challenged people that you join for a reason, set those goals and let us help you achieve those goals. So, some of the things that we did were, we just set up little 8-week challenges where we challenged our members to, make a commitment, because we all know how hard it is to commit and to do things every single day. But if you just break things down and, whether it's a 30-day challenge or a 60-day challenge or a 90-day challenge, if you just commit and get that proper mindset and stick to, what you write down your goals and you stick to them and you do what is necessary to reach those goals, if you do it in 30 days, then you're like, well, okay, I did that. I can do this for another 30 days. And you can build on that. And eventually what we taught people is if they could get through that 90-day period, it was almost became part of their lifestyle, part of, getting up in the morning and brushing their teeth. But you have to get that proper mindset. You have to set your goals and you have to stick with it. And that's with anything in life, but especially in fitness.
Thank you, William. Marlena, now you as a medical practitioner, you've seen, I'm sure, many a person walk into the office fatigued and maybe feeling depressed and just really out of touch with themselves in terms of really trying to activate full, vital, healthy lifestyles. What have you seen has been an effective tool as a health practitioner to try to encourage a person who comes to your office to see for you for medical attention and treatment and a treatment plan that helps get them to take that first giant step. Because that first giant step, as I say, you know, from that first step is ultimately the some say in my field of mental health, the each step is the journey unto itself. So how have you found that you've been able to educate your patients that take that first step and see where the journey ends, and you might not be surprised when you wind up in a good place in a good space?
Right. Well, unfortunately, I see a lot of patients like that. They come in, they're overweight, their sugar, they're not aware of it at the moment, but it's usually pretty high. Metabolic syndrome is very common. So they have, you know, it's common for all three, for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and dyslipidemia. So diet and exercise, I mean, you hear it, you know, everywhere, but people just, they don't want to commit, like Bill was saying. But as soon as they do and they take that step, they will notice significant changes. I feel personally when I cut out gluten and grains that gave me a lot more energy and, you know, more organic, non-GMO foods. And I just walk, you know. I have two babies at home, so it's hard to get to the gym. But hopefully one day I'll get back there. But yeah, that's the most important thing, diet and exercise.
Great. Now, I'd like to add a little medical perspective, not for myself because I'm not a medical practitioner, but rather from one of the great sages of the nation of Israel. But it's really universal advice, and this will be our segue into the life-sensing technology products from World Global, of which William G. Davy and Marlena Christopherson and myself, Don Zosia Goodman, have joined. I'm the newbie on the block, so I'll let Marlena and William G. Davy dominate the conversation. I'll try to ask a question when it seems pertinent. But I want to add a comment here by Rabbi Moshe Ben Maimon, who in fact was a rabbi and a medical doctor who started life out in Cordoba, Spain, and eventually became the doctor for the Sultan of Egypt over 800 years ago. And the Rambam writes the following. In this context, medical knowledge is very important with regard to personal development and knowledge of God and the appreciation of true happiness. Its study and its practice should be considered of great importance. And in a parenthetical statement, rather than disparaged and relegated to a status similar to weaving or carpentry, for medical knowledge enables us to direct our conduct in a manner that will reflect our human potential and will be directed to personal development and truth. So, William, I turn to you now because you're someone who knows you've known the pain and you've known the gain from positive physical activity. And I'm happy to share with our Blessed Soul audience here that you were not involved in using any enhancing drugs, what do they call them, PEDs, I believe. Can you talk about the awareness you've gained of yourself as you've developed your physical strength and has served as a life coach and has helped thousands of people, how people have come back to say, you know, I really have a better grip of myself because I have improved my health through a healthy lifestyle?
Yes. Yeah, I competed, as you stated, and I competed for many years, and I just chose to stay away from using any type of steroids or any type of enhancements. I always thought of bodybuilding as a healthy sport, and I knew it could be achieved, you know, with hard work and discipline and good nutrition, and I just wanted to take my body to its, you know, natural abilities. I didn't want to use any enhancing supplements or anything for me, but that was my choice. But what I have found is that when you go ahead and help somebody else do that, meaning take them and show them what their true potential is, it's just mind-blowing, you know, the type of confidence people have and, you know, the changes and the way they look at life, you know, as Marlena says, and that's, you know, when I do see people that are suffering from, you know, obesity or you know, depression because of, you know, they're not feeling well about themselves. You know, if I could just get in them and find something that would help motivate them and show them that they have it within them somehow, it's like the most powerful thing that you could ever do to help somebody. You know, more than money, more than anything, because, you know, once you don't have your health, you know, you realize that you don't have a whole lot. So helping anybody out any way possible in that respect is very fulfilling.
Thank you. Marlena, would you like to amplify what William G. Davy just brought out?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a firm believer in promoting and helping people feel positive about themselves and living a healthy life. And it includes everything, all of the choices that you make on a daily basis. And it affects your physical and mental and spiritual health. And empowering people is the best reward.
Okay. Now I'd like, thank you, Marlene. Now I'd like to turn to this idea of life sensing technology, which is connected to the World Global company and especially their product Hilo LX. And before I turn to William for some more elucidation on this, I'd like to mention that as I am a case manager, one of the things that we struggle in our field is trying to help our clients who unfortunately are afflicted with not only severe mental illness, but also a variety of physical issues, because unfortunately the types of medications they take reduce their sensation of being satiated. Therefore, a lot of them are obese and a lot of them are morbidly obese. And it's that once every 6 month visit to the medical doctor unfortunately gets replaced by monthly visits to the endocrinologist, because unfortunately the insidious disease of diabetes kicks in, and also high blood pressure, and then there's problems with the kidney and creatinine levels being too high and triglyceride levels being too high. So there is a product now out on the market which I'd like William G. Davy to talk about and how he got involved and why it's so important to talk about the products of World Global, in particularly the Hilo LX Smart Life Sensing Technology. William?
Yes. With my background in the healthcare and fitness industry, I always felt that if you knew what was going on inside your body, you know, you could obviously help prevent things from happening, or you could, you know, basically if you knew the answer to the test, you could prepare, you know, that much better. So what I saw when I was introduced to World Global Network's product, especially the Hilo LX, is it's very much like I would call having a doctor monitoring you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What our product does, a lot of people are aware of a product called the Fitbit, which is an excellent product. It's been around for many years. But what our company did was we took that, what the Fitbit was doing, you know, it monitors, your tracks your steps, your calories, your heart rate, your sleep quality, and we expanded on that. We added several features, like we track your blood pressure throughout the day. Our product does an EKG on you throughout the day, so it's monitoring very important life sensing things going on in your body. We also have a SOS feature. So I got one for my 11-year-old daughter. She's in middle school, and if she's ever in a panic situation, she can hit the button on the smart band, and both my wife and myself would get an instant text email with her exact GPS coordinates. So we could, you know, reach out and try and call her, or if we needed to feel like she was in some sort of danger, we could send the authorities to that GPS location. The other feature, which is very, very important, is we get to monitor our loved ones as well. So if you have an aging parent, maybe they have high blood pressure, maybe they're live alone, maybe they have a little bit of dementia. You know, you could have a Hilo on their wrist as well, and you could set the Helo to go ahead and notify you if they are getting abnormal blood pressure readings or if they are getting abnormal EKG readings throughout the day. I would feel very, very comfortable if I got a notification, at least calling my parents and saying, "Hey, Dad, are you feeling all right? If you're lightheaded or anything like that, you might want to go to the doctor and just get checked up." But that's what this company is doing, is they're trying to help us be more aware of what's going on with the body going on, and so we can maybe prevent things from happening. We've already had some situations where one of our customers was wearing a Helo. They did get some abnormal blood pressure readings. They were not feeling well. They were getting lightheaded, and they ended up going into the emergency room. And at the emergency room, they were found out that they were about ready to have a heart attack. So they took it serious enough, and just saving one life like that is amazing. The greatest thing about this company is they're going to constantly improve things. They're going to constantly release other products. Another one that we just released about 6 weeks ago, and I'll let Marlena speak on that, that is our BioZen product. And Marlena, do you want to go ahead and just talk a little bit about that, about the effects of helping to decrease the electrosmog that we are all being exposed to?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically you put it, they're little stickers, and you can put it on your phone, and it'll neutralize the electrosmog and radiation that may emit from your cell phone, your TVs, and your microwaves.
And nowadays, we are getting, as adults, Marlena, Don, we've only been exposed to, cell phones for, the past maybe 20 years, 25 years, but our kids nowadays, they're getting exposed to iPads at 2 years old, cell phones, they're playing with our cell phones, but we're giving kids, cell phones at, the age of, 10 or 11 or earlier. And you can go ahead and do your own research, but cell phones do emit radiation, electronics emit radiation. And, there is some very strong cases that, a lot of that exposure, can lead to, alterations in our DNA. And just like I'm talking to you guys right now on the phone, I am I'm using a pair of headsets. I'm not having the phone up by my ear. So there's a lot of things that we can do to for precautionary basis. And World is, that's what they're all about. They're a technology company that's going to take this Helo and it's going to continue to advance. We just opened up our API platform, meaning what the Helo does to app developers around the world. And now app developers are creating apps and submitting them in our store, not Apple Store, our www.heloappstore.com. And it's just going to make our Helo that much more powerful as the we keep on progressing as technology progresses.
Well, I have a question. Now, this life-sensing technology with one of our elderly loved ones, so it will be a little different than the life pendant where the person has to push on the pendant. So you're saying that we can monitor our elderly loved ones by programming into their Helo LX without them having to push a button, or will they have to push the buttons to activate us? That's huge.
No, we can go ahead and set it. So, say your elderly parent or loved one is, they might have high blood pressure or something like that. You can go ahead and set in their device or in their profile that if their blood pressure goes out of a certain range, that they could notify or your guardians. You can have up to five people monitoring you. You can have your guardians all notified. So, my brother could get a notification, my sister, I could get a notification. And all that's going to allow us to do is at least reach out and, call our parents and say, "Hey, are you feeling all right?"
Wow, that's huge. Marlena, as a health practitioner, can you see this as the future of proactive healthcare, being that we're not, you know, I unfortunately had a client that had a stroke and was unable to push the pendant, the life pendant, which not only is more expensive than a Heal LX, but there's also the monthly fees. So we're talking about something which should be affordable for most people who already are using a smartphone with the appropriate apps. But how do you feel about this as a future technology to reduce, being more proactive in preventing catastrophic events like stroke or heart attack?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is the future. We're seeing more and more wearable technology. You know, I think Apple's trying to come out with the blood sugar and all of that. But we actually have the patent. It's coming out. It's going to be an app in the fourth quarter, which is huge. October, you know, through December at the end of this year, we're looking at, you know, body temperature, mosquito shields, blood alcohol levels, blood oxygen levels. So yeah, we're definitely progressing, and it's very exciting.
William, could you maybe explain to or elucidate for our Blessed Soul audience out there? And by the way, I just want to mention humble blessings and thanks to the Almighty Creator. Although we're doing an impromptu show, hopefully we'll do a future broadcast where we can advertise it more openly. I have the logistics of our radio program. We broadcast live or either through archive versions to 29 countries around the world. We just haven't penetrated into China or Russia yet, but we're hitting basically every other continent. Can you talk about the economic opportunity that is also connected to this product for those who are listening in?
Sure. Sure. Well, what our company has done is they took they're giving back to basically the people. You know, most companies who have a product, they spend millions of dollars, you know, developing a brand and going into a big box retailer and sharing profits with a big box retailer or spending millions of dollars with celebrities to get them to promote their product. Well, what World Global Network has done is they're a six-year-old company. They have been in the technology space, and about 2 years ago, they decided to bring they wanted to change their focus where they were at, and they wanted to bring wearable technology into the direct sales space. So basically what we have as an opportunity is it's word-of-mouth advertising. I just became a customer. I shared, you know, the Hilo LX with a friend of mine in Arizona. I did not know Marlena, and I did not know Don, but my friend in Arizona, you know, knew Marlena, and she shared the Hilo LX with her. Well, Marlena became a customer, and she got excited about it, and she ended up knowing Don, and you know, shared our two-minute video. We have a two-minute video, and that's all we do is we share the benefits of our product. You can actually go to www.hilo.life, hilo.life, and watch our two-minute commercial along with our five-minute company overview. But that's all we're doing is the company is giving us an opportunity to take this product globally. We just launched in the U.S. And Canada in September, but because we're technology, we can go anywhere. We can go to 195 countries. So there is a significant, you know, revenue opportunity for those of us who, you know, see the opportunity, want to help others, not only to help promote a healthy lifestyle, but actually, you know, earn a income for doing so.
That's beautiful. Marlena, you're taking these matters that not only is this a life-promoting, life-sensing technology, but it also could put in potential provide someone with not only a part-time income, but in potential, it can provide for someone a plentiful income. So your thoughts on the matter, how combining the best of, you know, trying to empower people medically and to try to empower people economically. As a health practitioner, I mean, I'm sure you've you've treated people who are stressed out over their economic situation, and it's a matter of, you know, it's a double battle to try to help them medically and to try to help them, although you can't give them a job, but you know, you could see that they're stressed out from the being pressed economically.
Right, absolutely. And then the stress can put more issues on your heart, you know, and so you have that to monitor you. So, yeah, for cardiac patients, you know, so many people, they have arrhythmias and AFib and then diabetes. And, you know, if you have this, you feel protected, you feel safe. And then why not share it with others that may have the same issues as you? And yeah, and then it's just sharing, and that's it. And then they get on, and it can, yeah, really add up. So it's great.
Thank you. With that being said, I'd like to thank profusely William G. Davey for the information that he has just shared with us, that hopefully will be shared, because, again, this was a very impromptu broadcast. I hope, William, that we'll be able to do a broadcast. We'll be able to promote more profusely, and more people can listen live, and then they can call in and ask questions, and other members of the World Global Network family can call in, and Marlena, also hopefully you can participate as well. We'll, you know, at another time off the air, we can hopefully figure out a time we come, because I felt this was a well-spent half hour of empowerment, and the idea of taking people out of not even knowing that such technology exists, not only that such opportunities could await for them with God's blessings for economic empowerment. I'd like to thank both of you. And before we segue out with some wonderful music, as we did at the beginning of the program, I'd like to let Marlena make one more statement, and then William G. Davey, and then we're going to segue out of tonight's humble efforts.
Yes, thanks everyone for joining in. If you wish to enroll, please visit www.dzgdzg.worldgn.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marlena. William?
Thank you, Marlena. It was good talking with you, and thank you to the audience. And yes, we are part of a very strong team of World Global Network right now. And if you are looking for not only a way to live a healthier lifestyle and a tool to help you do so, but if you're looking for a power team to join, please go ahead and reach out to Don and find out how you can be part of our team, because you would have access to tools like a talk show radio host promoting our team. And because this is a team building concept, you want to be part of a powerful team like this where we can help you. So, Don, if you want to go ahead and just give your contact information again, or if anybody is interested in being part of this, somehow how they can reach you and learn more about what we're doing.
Sure. Well, my store site is my.worldgn.com/store/DZG, and from there you can see the variety of wonderful products that not even all of the products were presented tonight for your mind's perusal, blessed souls, but hopefully in future programs we will be talking about that. We did talk about the BioZen, and we talked about the Heal LX, and the life-promoting life-sense technology features of the watch. And again, it will be an ongoing, and with God's blessing, it will be part and parcel of more people's lives. So I'd like to thank both of you again for coming on. And with that being said, blessed souls, we're going to end off tonight's show with, as we started at the beginning of the program, from the Yeshiva University's Maccabi Tzing Achenu, our brother. But now they're going to be doing a version of Matasyahu's One Day. And I just want to sign off that may our continued efforts to empower each other with God's blessings be in a way of Ahavachad, one love, Gorlacha, one destiny, Kolon for all of us, but Darchi Nom Darchi Shom, in a pleasant, peaceful way, Lahamshik Bezot Shem Yisbrek, to be continued with the blessings of the Most High Creator. And remember, we've got to be good, because Ateva Tov Lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good. The Creator is the source of our goodness, planted something within us to help us get out and scrimmage our divine image, which is configured to life-promoting values and promoting ideals that William G. Davy and Marlena Christopherson not only talk about, they live it on a daily basis. They exemplify more than they preach. And I hope to go in their ways as well and to continue to serve as a platform to promote World Global Products, the Hilo LX, and the other fine products. Though. And again, we haven't even talked about all of them. So anyway, we're just going to end with tonight's show. And again, thank you both. And let's meet again at a good time and being able to share good news with ourselves and the rest of the world. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
I've been praying for the people to say, I don't want to fight no more.